go ahead and get started. I think as far as the health of the football team, came out of the game in pretty good shape. Yeah. The normal kind of bumps, bruises type things, but you know, we should be through the week pretty much at full strength by the time we get going. So it was a good thing. Obviously, it was a very hard-fought physical football game, and we need to again address that as I go through the week and so forth, and expecting another one come Sunday. So that's where we are in the season now. So we gotta replenish ourselves both mentally and physically, and get ready to go again this Sunday against the Ravens here at home. I'm basically going like this. I'm talking about.
Since there's nothing at stake in terms of playoff seeding in this game, do you approach it any differently with some of your beat up guys?
I don't really have any beat up guys. So, I mean, the thing that's at stake is you go out and play to win the game every time we go win. So, that's important for us.
Is there a temptation, though, to maybe rest the starters for a half? Because you have done it the two previous times. You've kind of been in this situation before.
How'd that work out for us?
Not well.
Okay.
But, I mean, do you use that prior history kind of as a – I mean, it's different teams, different groups, but do you use that as –
It's different teams, different groups. I think it's important for our team to play well every time out. I'm not going to keep answering the question anymore. We're going to play to win the football game.
I was wondering if you learned anything from 05, 09, whatever.
It's different. Joe just answered. It's different team, different group, different people. Playing different teams, different situations, different circumstances.
What is there left to play for?
Improvement, each and every time we go out. That's what we've been doing since November 4th, is working to play better every time we had an opportunity to play. And we've done that. We need to keep doing that. And, we're finishing off the month of December, and we need to have a better January than we did December. And if we do that, February will be very nice.
Just, I know it was tough sledding running yesterday, but was there any thought of maybe putting Pierman or Leonard in for a series, or Pierman still working?
Are they going to carry it and block too? Come on. No thought whatsoever. Not unless they're going to, you're going to invent the guy that can block people in front of him and then run carry it too. Never even crossed my mind that had anything to do with the running back.
What did you see from the Steelers that made that?
Well, they put the guys all inside, and so we threw the ball pretty much at will outside is what you needed to do. And, the only thing that stopped us outside is ourselves. We got to do a better job of throwing the deep balls. And we'll work hard at throwing deep balls this week and get back to completing those balls down the field. We came very close yesterday on some balls. We got to keep it in the field to play every chance we get. Marvin came a tick from making a big play in the end zone. And it's a great throw. He goes up over the guy, and the guy makes a great play at the end. And, we got to just keep working, and we'll work hard at those things because they're going to pack inside, and we'll just throw it over your heads.
Some of your best players played when they responded. That's
encouraging
for the coach.
That's really what the football team needed to improve upon, through the stretch of games we didn't win, is have your good players play well. And they keep responding to that, and that's a good thing. And those good players keep multiplying, and that's a good thing. There's a kind of a growth spurt there, and I think that's good. But guys made big plays in critical moments, and we just have to, we're obviously in that point of the season now where every one of those plays counts, and there's no tomorrow with them. But we've been playing this way since November 4th, so that really hasn't changed much for us.
Just your thoughts on how Kyle Cook did yesterday?
We, you know, I'm not going to think that anybody was, you know, the second coming of Mike Webster in there yesterday. We didn't do very good anywhere. And we got, you know, we need improvement to make in our offensive group up front. And, you know, we did a good job of identification, but, you know, we got work to do.
Can you talk about the job Kevin Huber did and how important that was in a game?
Well, Kevin had a, you know, he had a good day punting the football, and that was, as you said, it was a big, it was an important part of the game. And, you know, even backed up, he had a night, he had a couple great kicks with the, into the wind, and he was able to get the ball turned over and sail down the field very well. And so that was good. And the one short punt he had, we got a great, got great bounce on because their returner wasn't able to get up to it, and then it, it took off and rolled, and it ended up being a great outcome for us. So Kevin has continued to be consistent. It's important in this time of the season. You know, we continue to ball, down the ball inside the 10-yard line. He's excellent at that, and our guys are excellent at getting down there to get it down, and it's good. It's a great weapon that we have.
The wind is a big reason why kickers struggle so much there. Is punting a different animal, or is that?
No, it's the same animal. I mean, you know, the obviously though the punt doesn't have to travel as that extra, you know, 10 plus yards and up in the air, you know, down to that open end like that though. So where the wind is a little bit trickier at times. Punters try to cut the ball through the wind too. It's a little different animal. You know, there are aiming points and things like that a little different than what a kicker has. His aiming points are pretty much between those hashes.
Coach, is this the best your defense has been playing going into a playoff?
I think they're playing well. I don't know if it's the best, you know. It'll prove to be the best when we're done. That's what's the key thing is. It doesn't really matter what you did last week or yesterday. It's going to be what we do each and every Sunday coming forward. So, and I can't, you know, I don't have a way to recall and compare. But they did it, played well yesterday. We need to play better this week and on through.
How much will the outcome of the first game of the season enter into your mindset this week and trying to?
It's a lot in my mindset this week. Mm-hmm.
Players of that
we didn't kick the season off very good. Now we get to finish it at home.
What were the things that were lacking?
Making plays. Like we go back and look at your notes.
Mm-hmm. Coach, obviously back-to-back playoff bursts. How important is it for this franchise taking that next step? I mean, it's been 30 years.
Again, you know, I know that's the whole media line, but it's not been 30 years in my mind, so I can't worry about that. And so it's a huge thing for the city and the organization. So because now we've erased two of the monkeys, we've got two more to erase, and we're going to work hard these next 6 weeks to erase those two. That'd be the first one.
Does it eat at you as much as it did at the combine when you talked about it?
Oh, it's something that's, you know, this. You do this in order to win a championship. You can't win a championship until you win a playoff game. You know, so that's important. Now we're in the tourney, and we got to go from there. I think that was a different locker room yesterday. It wasn't a locker room that was giddy about anything. They know the work's ahead. Step one done, you know. We don't quite get the step two we hope to have, but, you know, we go to 2A, 3, and that's more important. So, regardless, so that's good.
And granted, we do our line is talking about the back-to-back playoff trips, but on the flip side, you've now got some veterans in here who are now making their third playoff trip in 4 years. does that change a locker room mindset too?
I think it does, you know, with like, you know, obviously the leadership group and the front of both offense and defense, you know, because, well, I guess three of them have been here for that on offense. And, you know, the defensive line, you know, Michael, Domata, Robert, you know, been here through that part. So at least there's the Pat. So there's, you know, feel for that. Malaluga, although he got hurt. Leon Hall, you know. And I think that's it, right? Huh? He said that, you know. So, I mean, there's a sprinkling of guys, you know what I mean? And so that's a, you know, that's a positive thing. But, you know, I think that's the, you know, I think that's why the feel had the way there was that kind of feel yesterday. And the, you know, and the disappointment, you know. We all looked around at each other in that locker room in Houston last year after losing that game to the Texans and understood we had more work to do. And you know, we had to fight back to that opportunity. We weren't just going to get to roll it out there and it happened. We had to grind back into that to create the opportunity. And I think the guys have realized that, and they've done it. And the guys in the second year and third year have really pushed through and done a great job. And they've helped lead some of these young guys who are playing significant football for us. You know, the rookies that are out there playing, and so it's been a good feel.
1 minute. So you made an effort in 05 and 09 to cut down on the meetings. I guess that's probably kind of
right. Well, 05, it was, you know, yeah, it was like, you know, that wasn't really the prize. You know, the whole scene in Detroit wasn't what we, you know, that wasn't, we weren't there yet. And that was all my point was, you know, when you've been beyond that, you realize that there's bigger fish to fry. And I think our group understands this now, that there are bigger fish to fry. Appreciate it, feel good about it, celebrate it. But realize what it took to get there, and now it takes more, because now we're going to pare it down again, you know, and each every one of those plays will be as significant as they were yesterday in that fourth quarter of that football game when it went back and forth and back and forth. And that's what it's going to be. You know, we had so many series that the defense made huge stops on yesterday and came back from second and ones and third and ones to make it, you know, to get off the field. And I think those are significant plays. And there was so much of that yesterday where at any point, if you hiccuped or relaxed a second, you know, we'd have lost the football game. But they didn't. And they just kept fighting and battling. And the same thing offensively. How many third and tens, third and 14s did we overcome yesterday to make the first down that eventually helped change the field position in the game? And those were big, big moments. And you can't go without saying. I mean, and you know, and my lesson is when it's third and 22, let's get half of it so we don't have to have fourth and 22. And we don't need the great play. But how many times have I watched AJ make that play? I've watched it too many times. And that's what, you know, when I met with the team, that's what I told them. So you've all watched it. We've watched it in practice 3-4 times a week, where he makes that play, he makes that catch. Just like Marvin Jones in the end zone, he makes that catch. The next time around, he will. And it was a great throw and both plays by the quarterback, and that's what we got to have. Just continue to play, do your job within your own ability, and let the other guys do their job, and we'll be all right. And I think that played out yesterday throughout the team.
Sounds like you want to keep it going.
That's what we're here for.
Considering how well you've played on the road, you're going to have all road games for the playoffs. That now benefits you guys.
Well, Joe, I wouldn't say it's a benefit. I think obviously your goal is to play it. Your goal is to have the best record in the NFL going into it, and let them shoot holes at you for having that. But there's got to be something wrong with that, I know. There's got to be some stat, you know, worth that the sixth seed has a better opportunity to win in the Super Bowl than the first seed. So, you know, you guys, come on, why don't you come up with that stat for me, all right? I like that. 5-6, I know we're doing pretty well. So, but anyway, you know, we got to take each week as it comes. And, you know, We don't know who we'll play or where we'll play yet, and we just have to, you know, take it upon ourselves. But again, more in focus right now has got to be the Baltimore Ravens. We're going to play a really good football team that just won our division, and a team that that beat the snot out of us in the first game. So, you know, we got to get ready to go.
I mean, is it truly a mentality that, and I know you've said this a couple times, we don't care if the game's on the parking lot, the Longworth Hall, we just go and play?
Well, I think our guys have that attitude, you know, and you got to credit them for that, you know. They do it. They showed a great deal of mental toughness last week. Through Wednesday and Thursday at practice, Friday at practice, and then obviously it paid off in the game on Sunday, and it was good to see. You know, they didn't flinch, and they just kept playing.
Thank you.